Gerald Morris and how he's doing.
Right. Yeah, he's, you know, he had the ankle against Buffalo, and it was, you know, it was a high ankle. So it took him a while to come back from that, and he worked very hard to get back to the point where he's at right now, and he looks like he's moving around well, and he's had a good week of practice. So he should be ready to play on Sunday.
I know it's an obvious question, but he did some good things for you. When
yeah.
Healthy. How important is getting back in your rotation?
It's important. You know, he's anytime you know you have a quality player like that, it's important to get him back in. You know, he's got good quickness, good playing strength, good ball skills. He's an instinctive guy, so hopefully he'll see some time on Sunday.
You've had a full week now with Ryan as your starter. Can you just give us your impression?
Yeah, no, he's it's everything that we thought it would be. You know, good command, good huddle operation. He's thrown the ball well. He's worked very hard with his teammates as far as film study in here in the building, staying after practice. He's still out there throwing some routes to some guys. So, you know, he's working really hard, and he's excited for the opportunity.
Or you wouldn't have made the decision.
Right.
He's basically done what you would have expected him to do this week.
No doubt about it, Dale. I mean, you know, like you just said, I mean, we give you a shot to play quarterback for us and our system. Anybody, any guy around the league that plays quarterback, there's high expectations for that position. So we're looking forward to seeing what he can do on Sunday, and he's had a good week. So we're looking forward to it.
Bill, I mean, does the weather affect at all your some of the things you do offensively? Does it? Or you just have to ignore it and go on with your plan?
Oh, no, you can't ignore it. No, no. You have to think about all the possibilities that could happen from wind to snow to rain. Fortunately, having coached in New England, I've been involved in all of those. So, you know, we have a decent track record in weather games, and we've got a lot of players here that have played in all kinds of different weather. So, certainly it affects your game plan depending on what it is. You know, is it windy? Is it snow? Is it a lot of snow? Is it just, you know, a slight accumulation of snow? Is it rain? You know, all those things really affect how you call the game.
I know you guys track tendencies, both your own and the other teams.
Right.
Is it a little more – does the weather kind of throw a wrench in that because it does change?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I mean, especially if it's windy. I mean, I can remember you know, Cleveland, playing in Cleveland a few years ago. It was Buffalo, which is somewhat near Cleveland. Buffalo, where there were 65-mile-an-hour winds, you know, towards the end of the season. You know, that was more the end of December. You know, in fact, where a guy kicked a field goal and it actually stopped and took a left. You know, I mean, it was so windy. So it really, you know, and Cleveland has that same type of weather at times during this time of the year. Now, I'm not saying it's going to be like that, but I think you have to really pay attention to the forecast. You know, again, you can't base everything on a weather forecast, but you try to pay attention to it and make sure that you're prepared for what that weather might be. You're preparing the players for that on game day.
Bill Belichick ripped his weatherman. Are you?
Yeah, I don't go down that road. Bill Belichick's been in this league for 40 years and many Super Bowls, and I'm just a first-year coach.
A dumb question. I mean, your players warm up by playing.
How do you stay warm and keep focused on the sideline when it's cold?
For a coach, you mean? Or?
Yeah, for a coach. Yeah, for you personally.
Yeah, you know, that's a good question, Dale. I mean, you know, we try to basically I just go with the layer theory. You know, I wear layers, but you know, I can remember playing in Chicago. It's funny you guys are asking me these weather questions. It brings up, like I was saying earlier in the week, I love this time of the year because of the weather. You know, because you know you're bringing a team in there, and they have a really good football team, a tough physical team, and it's going to snow. And it's really, in my opinion, kind of what football is all about. You know, and so I can remember in Chicago one year it was snowing bad, and the equipment manager before the game was going around handing out ski goggles, like because it was windy snow, it was whipping snow, and you know I didn't actually wear the ski goggles, but he gave this as an option for us to do. So yeah, you know, you try to make sure that you're clothed so that you can concentrate on your job. There's no doubt about that.
If you're worried about your, that's right.
Now we got some guys on our staff. Don't put me in this. You know, like Vrabel and Fitzy and those guys. Like on our staff, they might show up in tank tops and shorts. I don't know. These guys are nuts. But don't put me in that category.
I don't have any expectations for the answer. Well, but Boyer did say this week that they had a nickname for you when he was there, but he wouldn't share it with us what that was. So I thought I'd run it by you and see if you wanted to share it.
He wouldn't share the nickname?
No.
Well, I had a few nicknames there. Some of them we can't mention in public. I'm not sure if they were nicknames. No, I think he was talking about they used to, people know this, I can say it. They used to call me Teapot. You know, I have I'm Irish, so sometimes I get upset when things aren't run correctly. You guys have already witnessed some of that. No, I think that's probably what he's talking about. And they used to mark down my teapot incidents on the teapot. They had an actual teapot in the middle of the table. So there were a few. There weren't many. There weren't many teapot incidents, but they would mark it down. What's that in the quarterback room? Right. That's right. I think they still have it in New England.
and the other ones, of course, we can't discuss.
Yeah, those. I don't even know if those are nicknames. Those were just some days. Maybe they weren't very happy with me. I wasn't happy with them, so they resorted to calling me other names. So,
obviously, no change in
Ryan's involvement on the sidelines when he hasn't been playing.
Say that again, Mike.
Talked before about Ryan's involvement on the sidelines when he hasn't been playing.
Right. Yeah.
When he was on the side, is that something you see and notice that he's been into the game? Yeah. He clearly knows what we're doing.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty interesting, you know, because the last time I had been around him was when he was a rookie. And, you know, basically he was learning the offense and watching Tom. And, you know, he didn't have anything to say on game day. And then when he came here, he was very involved in what was going on the field in a very positive way. You know, hey, they're doing this. He wasn't, you know, suggesting play calls. He was just saying, hey, look, it looks like this is the tendency that they're headed towards, and he would help Fitz. And I thought that was pretty good. It just showed me that he had learned a lot in the years that he had been in New England.
Obviously, nothing new on Aaron. Game day decision.
Yeah, no, that's definitely going to be leading right up till game day on that one. We did some. He did some things, but you know, I think at the end of the day, that'll be something we'll have to, you know, he and I'll talk, and we'll do what's best for Arian Foster, number one, and then we'll do what's best for our team, number two. But that'll be something on Sunday. We'll talk.
Philosophically, are you a guy that doesn't think if the guy hasn't been able to practice, he probably can't play, or is there have to be a lot of gray area in that as well?
Yeah, I think that's a good point, Dale. I think it depends on the player. You know, you've got a guy there that's played a lot of football in this league. He's a smart player. You know, versus maybe if it was a rookie or something, maybe you'd think about not playing him. But, you know, again, I think at the end of the day, it's more about the health of the player than it is about anything else, especially with a guy like Arian. So we'll just make sure that we're in communication with him, and we'll make a good decision for him and for our team on Sunday.